In our gospel today, Christ tells us to love our enemies. So I think the first question we can ask ourselves is, who are our enemies? So some of us might have a pretty easy time coming up with that list. Others, we might have to think a little bit. But our enemies would be people who slander us, people who talk poorly about us behind our backs, those who are trying to take advantage of us, or maybe people who try and make us look bad at work or try and go after the promotion that we're seeking, or perhaps it's somebody who's harmed a family member, or somebody that we care about. Perhaps it's a politician who promotes abortion or some other policy that we find repulsive. It's not a natural tendency to love these people. And our natural tendency is to love the people who love us in return and to retaliate against people who hurt us, or at least to brood over those injuries, or at the very best, just try and ignore them and move on with life. But what Christ teaches us in the gospel is there's not very much merit in doing that. Everybody loves the people who love them. It's nothing special. But what Christ is calling us to is a supernatural level of virtue, to do something above and beyond what's natural for us. And to understand why this is so important, I think we first have to look at the example of Jesus Christ. Because he died for us on the cross while we were still sinners, while we were enemies of God, while we were living in darkness. And he loved us even to the point of death. And as he said in the Last Supper discourse, no one has greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. So each one of us has been a recipient of this type of love. So I think it would be good for us perhaps to meditate for a few minutes on times that we've committed sins in the past, times in which we have offended God and sinned either directly against God or against somebody else who he created. And to meditate upon how evil, how repulsive that is to God, and yet how he still loved us at that point enough to die for us on the cross while we were still his enemies. And since we've received that type of love, it's important for us to then show that love to others and to imitate the example of Christ. And so what does that mean practically? How do we go about loving our neighbors? Because loving our enemies. Because a lot of people will come up and say to me, Father, how do I love this person? I detest being in their presence. I find them completely repulsive. I don't want to be anywhere near them. I don't want to hear their voice. How do I love them? And so Christ gives us some pretty practical instructions in the gospel. He says, do good to those who hate you. If somebody's our enemy and they hate us, do a good action for them. That doesn't mean that we have to feel in our minds that we, a sense of attraction to them, like we love being around this person. We might still find them very difficult to be around. But love is not a feeling and it's not an emotion. Love is in the will. And so doing good to someone who hates us is an act of love. Christ says to bless those who curse us. So if somebody is cursing us or they're saying bad things about us behind our back, bless them. Say positive things about them. And he says to pray for those who mistreat you. So if there's somebody who treated us poorly, pray for them. That's something that's within the power of each and every one of us to do. I'm sure some of us are familiar with the life of Maria Goretti. Maria lived in a poor farm family in Italy. Her father had died from malaria, and so the rest of the family, her and her siblings, were struggling to make ends meet. And Maria would work in the field, and she would work very hard in the home, cooking, sewing, cleaning, and doing the chores with the family. But while this family was very poor, they had a deep faith in God and a very deep devotion to the Eucharist. When Maria was 11 years old, a close friend of the family took her away from the rest of the family and tried to force her at the point of a knife to commit immoral acts with him. And she refused to do that. And the reason she said she was concerned with his salvation, and she said, this is a sin. If you do this, this is going to be offensive to God. And he ended up stabbing her 14 times with a knife and then fleeing. Maria was taken to the hospital. They performed surgery on her without any anesthesia. Very painful, very difficult surgery. And it was a surgery that was ultimately futile. And the doctor knew midway through that he wasn't going to be able to save her. And as the priest came to offer her viaticum, viaticum is called food for the journey. It's the Eucharist that we receive the last time before we leave this world. And as the priest came, she was thinking about how Christ pardoned his executioners on the cross. In the midst of all her suffering and her pain, that's what she was thinking about. And she said, I too pardon him. I too wish that he could someday join me in heaven. She soon after that died from her wounds. And sometime later, the man who had assaulted her and stabbed her, he was completely unrepentant of his sins. But Maria appeared to him in a dream as he was in prison. And she gave him lilies in the dream. And when he woke up, he immediately repented of what he had done. And he committed himself to turning around his life. And he eventually became a brother and as a faithful member of the church. And he was actually at the canonization of Maria Goretti. If St. Maria Goretti could pardon her attacker, this 11-year-old girl who had been stabbed with a knife 14 times, if she could endure that pain and still pardon her attacker, that should give each one of us the courage and the strength that we need to love our enemies. And so I encourage each one of us to think of one person today, one enemy that we might have. And perhaps it's somebody that we've forgiven already, or maybe it's somebody that we haven't forgiven at all and still harbor a resentment towards. But to love them, to offer the prayers of the Mass today for their good, for their conversion, for their salvation. And if it's somebody that you interact with on a regular basis, to do good for them. Some act of good that will benefit them as a reflection of the love that we should have for our enemies.